This is Ben Jensen here, and I'm at the Commodity Classic, and I'm currently talking to a longtime commodity analyst that's been on KFRM 550 AM for quite a long time, and it's Mark Gold here from Top Third Ag Marketing. So, Mark, the WASDE came out earlier today. So, can you break down some of the big indicators from that, as well as what you're doing here at Commodity Classic?
Well, the WASDE report was a little bit bearish on the corn. The stocks number came in higher. They cut exports, I think it was 75 million. So that was the big news on the corn front. Corn made new lows for this leg of the move, and it looks pretty weak. The wheat market didn't look that bearish to me, but wheat was down sharply. The bean market, old crop closed a couple of cents higher. New crop closed a couple of cents lower. The bean number I thought was pretty friendly. They came out with the Argentinian crop at 33 million metric tons. I didn't think on this report they would lower it that much that quickly. I figured about 36, maybe 35 million, but they came out pretty low. The market rallied about 15 cents off of that and then gave most of it back by the close. So it was kind of a mixed day, but leaning toward the bearish side because corn and wheat were frankly so weak. So where do we go from here? What's the good news that's going to come into the market now? We know it's been hot and dry in Argentina. We know the number's probably going to get a little smaller. In my opinion, Brazil's going to get a little bit bigger. They left Brazil corn and beans unchanged. I think when it's all said and done, the Brazilian crop's going to be closer to 155 than it is to 153. But we'll have to see. Overall, we still have the funds pretty long the corn, pretty long the beans and the meal. We don't know exactly how long they are because we haven't had a legitimate commitment of traders report in a month. And, you know, they're behind. I don't know when they're going to catch up to actually give us today's numbers, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon. So we're kind of trading blindly. I do a daily assessment of what I think where the market, where the funds stand. I think they're long about 150 corn, maybe 150 beans, maybe after today, maybe 140 meal, somewhere in that range. But I think they're now probably out of the oil, and they're heavily short wheat, probably 80, 90,000 contracts. So are the funds going to hang in here, long beans and corn? I don't know. If they decide to bail out, we'll see much lower prices. Mm-hmm. And what am I doing here? I'm at the StoneX booth for any of you that are here and want to stop by. Talk about the markets. StoneX has a new app for your mobile phone called Farm Advantage, which is one of the neatest little apps for farmers that I've ever seen. Stop by, we can give you a demonstration. We can download it for you. If you guys would like that app, just call me. I'll be back in the office on Monday. Call me and we'll tell you what to do with it and how it can really help you in your marketing. And it's got everything on there you'd want. Cash markets, futures markets, charts, graphs, options, the whole deal. So it's a great tool to have right on your phone.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Here again, everybody, for listening in. This is on March 8th. The WASDE report came out for March earlier today. We just had it. Well, thank you for joining me, Mark, and thank you for the time you spent with KFRM over these last 27 years.
It's been a great opportunity, and we enjoy doing it, and hopefully we'll continue to do it for a while.